right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, man. All right, so we are back here for one more round of games at the Lumen Christi Stadium. The first game today is going to be the King Cove Rookies versus the Birchwood Warriors. And quite an interesting game is going to be for for King Cove. They have only 5 players eligible to play today. Sean Wheeler is down with the flu, and then they've got 2 injuries for other players. So there will be only 5 players available for this game. And Sean Wheeler has been such an integral part of the game for the rookies, but obviously a very strong team nonetheless. So they'll have plenty of opportunity, I'm sure, to really show Birchwood a good game, and I'm excited to see what happens. Also, I want to make a quick moment and apologize. I've been calling Chanel Newman Chanel Roxland accidentally, which apparently is her middle name. So that was what I saw written down when the tournaments began. So here we go. It jumps up. Kayla gets it into the hands of Rachel. All right, now over to Chanel. Chanel's got it, and she pulls back. And the plays get set up. And immediately following this game, we're going to have the T-Jacks playing against the Birchwood Warriors, which should be a good game as well. All right, Candace goes down, drives up the lane, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. But the rebound's gotten by Kaylee Calver, and she puts up a shot, and that one does go in for 2 points. King Cove scores the first series of points here in this game. And such great games from the rookies. It's been, and Joy Clark with a shot from the top post gets rejected by Kaylee Calver, and that goes into the hands of King Cove. Joy Clark, a very tall player for Butchwood. All right, Kazakin's got it. Ooh, her pass down to Kaylee goes almost out of bounds, but on the ground. Picked up by Peyton again, though. And over now to Candace. Candace Mack has the ball. She takes it over to the top of the key, now passes over to the left where Chanel has it. Back now to Candace. Candace goes to the far right, left side of the 3-point line. Hands her to the top of the post where Snow Newman puts up a shot, and that one doesn't go down. Rebounded by the Warriors. All right, number 10's got it for the Warriors. That is Andrea Roberts. Oh, pass over to Joy Clark. Gets stolen by Candace. Candace snaps at the ball. She works her way down the sidelines, drives the lane, puts up a shot. Gets fouled on the way to the layup, so she will get 2 chances from the free throw line. Good job by Candace. Sounds like she's a little worn out. Candace expressing how tired she is from that long run. It was quite a good job. All right, she gets the ball now. Puts one up. Ooh, off the back of the rim. And again, like we said, T-Jacks after this with against Birchwood, and then for 5 o'clock we'll have the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint against Lumen Christi, and then the boys will close out the games tonight at 7:30 against Lumen Christi. Gannis' second shot doesn't go down, but the rebound comes in favor of Aubrey Becker. Oh, and we're going to have a pushing called against. Against one of the players for Birchwood as the ball was stolen by, I think, Rachel Yatronoff, and she gets pushed down after the steal. So that will be a turnover in favor of King Cove. Peyton's going to get the ball. She gets ready to throw in. Gets over to Candace. Candace smacks now with the ball at the half-court line. She takes it towards the key, bounces it over to Peyton on the right-hand side. She goes in, pulls back, passes it over to Candace. Back to Kazakin. Kazakin drives a little bit deeper this time. Puts up a jumper. Ooh, doesn't make it. And the ball is rebounded by Rachel Yatronoff. All right, Chanel Newman puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't go down. Again, rebounded by Yatronoff. Rachel puts up her own shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by number 15. That is Ariel Rude. All right, now to Tia Goward. All right, Andrea Roberts has the ball. Pass over to Goward. Oh, and the pass to Joy Clark is intercepted again by Candace. Same situation that happened last time. This time it's handed over to Peyton. Now over to Yatronoff. All right, Chanel's got the ball now. It's on the far left side of the key. Oh, and pass down to the bottom post where Calvert puts up a shot. Rebound by Rachel Yatronoff. All right, pass now over to Candace Mack, who drives the lane, puts up a layup, and it's good. Missed her first attempt, got the rebound, puts up a second shot, and that will make the score Now it'll be 4-0 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Number 10 has it. That's Andrea Roberts. She gets it to see it goward. Back to Roberts. Takes her to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Passes it down. Traveling going to be called there on number 15. It was passed to the bottom post where Ariel Rude tried to work her way in. She shuffled her feet twice. She shuffled her feet twice on her way towards a drop step, and that's traveling called. And timeout called right after that by, I believe, Coach Barker for the King Cove rookies, giving his team a chance to catch their breath. They're working really hard, and there's going to be no substitution tonight for them. So we'll see what happens. They're a very talented squad, but you can only go for so long without substitution, you know. But these ladies have played a great series of games, and I'm sure that they'll be fully capable of keeping it for the entire duration. All right, here comes the end of the timeout. There'll be a throw-in for the rookies under the basket of Birchwood. All right. And the ball is thrown in Chanel, and she walks it up past half court. All right. Newman with the ball. Drives down the lane. Oh, runs into some traffic and loses it and falls down. Ball goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Ball now in possession of Birchwood. Number 10 takes it up, Andrea Roberts. Roberts with the ball. She takes it over to the right-hand side where Aubrey Becker is. Now even further over to the perimeter towards the baseline where Tia Goward gets it. She does a pass over to Joy Clark. Gets fumbled, but she picks it back up, puts up a shot. Oh, a rebound by Candace Mack. Candace with the ball, and she moves past half court. All right, she slows down, passes over to the left, where Kazakin has it. Back up to Candace, over now all the way around the horn, where Rachel Yatrinoff gets the ball on the far right side, baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Calver. She puts up a shot. That one doesn't go down either, and she gets the rebound once again. Ooh, and Calver shaking her hand. Ooh, looks like she got popped pretty hard off that rebound. She runs off, shaking her hand. Ooh, sounds like it hurts. So Calver will go and tape up her finger, put some ice on it. Ooh, yep, it's a thumb. She's doing quite the little dance over there. Nothing serious, just a little pop from the ball on the rebound. She's laughing about it, but it definitely looks like it smarts pretty good. All right, so 30 seconds to go in the timeout. The score remains 4-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. King Cove definitely been doing a good job controlling the game, scoring the only points so far. Candace Mack has done a great job leading the team. Hopefully they can stay away from two things, fouls and injuries, which would pose a significant problem if one of the players could not continue the game. That would leave only four players, and I don't know if they would call the game a forfeit at that time or if they would allow them to keep continuing with four players. If they did continue with only four players, it would still be quite a difficult situation. But the rookies, as we've been saying, are just an outstanding team. All right, Kazakin's going to throw in the ball. She gets over to Candace. Candace calls out the play. And we see motion coming up from Kazakin on the right-hand side. Ball goes to her. Okay, now the rotation. Yatrinoff up top. Okay, now to Candace. Puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it. Rebound by Kazakin. She goes to the right side. Puts it down into the post where Candace Mack tries it for a layup. Rebounds by number 32, Aubrey Becker. Oh, and lots of problems for number 10, Andrea Roberts, as she tried to work the ball up court, but tight defense being played by King Cove. All right, throw in now, and Ariel Roberts has it, number 10 for Birchwood. She gets over to Tia Goward, left-hand side perimeter. She brings back towards the top. Oh, and the pass from Tia towards Aubrey. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Aubrey Becker, and Candace put some tight pressure and surprised her with that one. All right, so the ball now in the hands of Chanel Newman. Newman takes a pass half court and brings it over to the far left side where Kazakin has it. Ooh, pass to Calvert. Almost gets taken by Tia Goward, but she holds on to it and gets over to Rachel. Oh, and that time Tia gets her hands in, and she does get knock it out. But, ooh, quickly reserved by Chanel. Oh, and this time Tia again strips the ball down from Chanel's hands. So the ball will be for out of bounds. But Tia was able to strip the ball. It was put into the hand to number 15, Ariel Rude. And as Ariel was trying to drive the base, the sideline, she goes out of bounds. So, disaster averted for King Cove. All right, she's now with the ball again. She takes it up. She's going to go to the top of the three-point line. On her left, she's got Kazakin. The ball goes there. See a rotation as the Candace Mack goes towards half court, and the ball goes up to her. And just bring some clock. Oh, a pass from Candace into Kaylee, who's at the free throw line, gets knocked off the foot of Tia Goward. And Tia's going to get substituted right now, and in comes number 42, that is Courtney Craig for the Birchwood Warriors. All right, Newman with the ball now. Takes it up towards the top of the three-point line, but she's closer to half court than the three-point line. Pretty far away from the basket right now. All right, she pulls up. Passes over to Kazakin, who's on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Up to the top of the post, free throw line, where Kansas gets it. She does a pass over to Kaylee, who puts up a shot. It doesn't go down, but, man, what a rebound by Peyton. Oh, shot now, pass over to Rachel Yesenow. She follows up her shot, gets the rebound. Just one more. That one doesn't go down. And then Kaylee Calvert gets the rebound, and she gets fouled on the way up for her shot. But, man, what an amazing rebound by Kazakin. And about three shots ago, she just was running on the baseline, grabs it, plows through a couple players to maintain control of the ball. Such a good job. All right, Kaylee puts up her first one. In and out, and then on the back of the backboard, and then back down. So one for Kaylee there. She'll get one more chance to make it two. The second one goes off the back of the iron, rebounded by Joy Clark. Score 5-0 now with 2:14 to go. The ball goes in the hands of Courtney Craig. Now over to Ariel Rude, who's going to travel. Yep. She pulled up the ball and had two defenders all around her. Was trying to pass it, and she had a lot of forward momentum, so she took too many steps. I'm trying to keep control of the ball, so that would be traveling. And the ball gets thrown in to Newman. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And again, the score is 5-0. All right, Newman takes it to the top of the key. Passes over to Zach on the left-hand side. And Candace breaks to the top of the post. Puts up a shot. Oh, pass to Candace. She goes for a nice layup off the glass. Count it for two. 7-0 now with under two to go. All right, Andrea Roberts gets over to Aubrey. Aubrey Becker passes it in to Joy Clark. It gets intercepted by Kazakin. Kazakin had a fast breakaway there, but she almost lost control of the ball. And she pulls back, lets the play set up over to Candace Mack on the right-hand side, gets it down over to Yastrinoff. Yastrinoff from the post, puts it a shot off the glass, and it's good. All right, 15's bringing up the ball now. This is Ariel Rude. She passes over to Craig on the left-hand side. All right, Craig to Joy Clark. Clark drives the lane. Ooh, and trips. And they're going to call that a foul against King Cove. She tripped over Kaylee Calver's foot. Now throw in. Roberts throws it in. And she tried to get over to Courtney Craig, but it gets knocked out by Chanel Newman. So one more attempt now from the baseline. Okay, looks like Andrea Roberts will throw it in one more time. She's got Rachel all over her. She gets it into Aubrey. Aubrey Becker passes cross-court to Joy Clark, who doesn't get her hands on because Candace Mack is right there for the steal. 1 minute to go now in the first quarter. Possession for King Cove. The score is 9-0. All right, Candace just taking her time. She's pulls back, passes over to Peyton. Peyton back over to Candace now. And they're just going to burn down as much of the clock as possible. The ball goes over to Chanel. All right, Chanel back over to Candace. Candace has the ball. Over now to the left-hand side where Newman's wide open for three. Count it. 3-point shot. Score now 12-0. It's 22 seconds left to go. All right, 32, Aubrey Becker tries to pass it down to number 15. Oh, and 15 puts up a shot from the post off the glass and in the first 2 points right there for the Warriors. And this gives them a bit of renewed vigor as their defense livens up a little bit now. But Candace Mack for three. Ooh, off the back of the iron.
Oh, that's the end of it.
Right there, end of the first quarter, 1 minute to go. Pop-Tarts. At the end of the quarter, the score is 12-2, and we'll be going back to the second quarter now. Great showing by the King Cove rookies. With only five players, they're playing a game that's as slow as possible. They don't want to spend their energy, and they're doing a great job of keeping the pace of this game to their liking. The defense for the not a lot of pressure coming in from Birchwood. If they need to apply more pressure, have more movement. It seems like they don't have a lot of confidence coming up against King Cove, and so that makes them play conservative. And making them play a conservative game, which really almost timid, and that's causing them to not put the pressure on to King Cove, allows them to keep the pace going the way they want it to, and then King Cove just runs around the shots, runs around the horns, takes the shots they want to take, and it's good. Okay, and that's the buzzer. We got 10 seconds to go between first and second quarter. And we'll come in now. Looks like Coach Becker continuing to Kaylee's finger now is looks like she had something around it, and she quickly took it off. Alright, throw in will be for the Birchwood Warriors at the half court line. And Andrea Roberts will get the ball. And the throw in goes to Aubrey Becker on the right hand side. Pass down to Joy Clark. Ooh, the pass to Ayla Rude almost gets intercepted, but Clark can pick it up. Gets over to Becker. Back over to Tia Gilward. Now from the top of the post, where she was able to do it last time, Ayla Rude puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Yachmanoff. Quickly gotten over to Candace Mack. And Candace will run the ball up over half-court line and slows up. Puts the ball over into Kazakin's hands. Now over to Roxland, or not Roxland, sorry, Chanel Newman. Ooh, and Peyton tried to drive in. Oh! Peyton tried to drive in, and ball gets intercepted by Joy Clark. Clark with the ball. Swung her elbows around like crazy, and just to clear out some space. The pass gets intercepted, though, and there's a fight for the ball. Ooh, and it ends up in the hands of Candace Mack. All right, Candace has it now. She gets over to left-hand side. Newman with it. All right, passes it back over to Mack. Mack all the way to the baseline where Kazakin passes down to the post. Calver with a shot, doesn't go down. Rebound by Yachmanoff. Puts up her own shot. That one doesn't go down either. Rebounded by the Warriors. All right, here comes Andrea Roberts. She passes down to number 15. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. And that goes out of bounds. And it'll be a throw-in for the Warriors. Sounds like it got tipped by one of the King Cove players. All right, so Andrea Roberts gets ready for the throw-in. She tries to pass it to Clark. Ooh, and hand goes out. Number 11, Candace Mack, puts it out of bounds. Throw-in one more time for the Warriors. Ooh, Candace slaps that one from Roberts out of bounds again. And score is still 12-2 with 6:42 in the first half. King Cove is definitely owning this game. All right, throw in for number 12. Tia Gilward has it. She brings it to the top of the key. Now over to Aubrey Becker. Ooh, and Rachel Yachmanoff gets a hand in the pass. That's going over to Ariel Rude, and that goes out of bounds off the hands of Rachel. Throw in for the Warriors. All right, goes into Joy Clark, and Joy puts up a shot. Ooh, foul. I think that's going to be another one on Kaylee. That will be her second foul. And that shot that was going... Yeah, they really should have just let her take the shot and not done the foul. All right, so number one, Joy Clark will go for a shot. First one off the back of the rim. She gets one more, and Coach Barker calls Newman and Kazakin over, gives them a little talk before while they have this opportunity. Second shot goes up, doesn't go down. Rebound by Candace Mack. All right, and Candace has the ball. She brings it past half court. Pulls up. All right. Candace takes it over to the left-hand side. Bounces over to Chanel Newman at the top of the key. Bounces back over to the right-hand side now where Clark is, or where Candace Mack is. Candace over to Kazakin. Kazakin with a shot from the baseline. Ooh, doesn't go down. Rebounded by Calver. Into the hands of Newman. Newman with a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Andrea Roberts. She's got Aubrey Becker breaking away. Ooh, Aubrey overshoots. Goes too far. Tries to pass backwards and into the hands of King Cove. All right. Candace Mack has the ball. Passes it now over to Newman. Newman from the top of the key. All right. Passes it over to Kazakin. Payton has it. All the way across court now to Candace Mack. Back to the top of the key. And Newman puts up a shot. Doesn't go down, but she gets her own rebound and passes it back to Candace. Candace has it. Ooh, Kazakin from the paint. Puts up a shot. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebounded attempt by Ariel Rood. And that goes off of Ariel and out of bounds. So we'll have a throw-in for the King Cove rookies. All right. Play goes in motion. Bounces over to Rachel. Oh, to the three-point line where Calvert takes a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Yachmanoff. All right. Payton's got it. Sorry, that's actually Newman has it. She gets her to Candace Mack, who holds up for a few seconds. Waits for 3 seconds and passes it back now to Newman. Over to Candace and now to Kazakin. Back to Candace Mack now at the top of the key. Over to the left-hand side where Kazakin has it. She quickly gets back to Candace. Candace walks it all the way over to the left-hand side. Passes it down the post to where Calvert is. And Calvert puts up a shot. Count it for two. 14-2 now with 4:44 to go in the first half. All right. Andrea Roberts gets it over to Tia Goward, who brings it to the top of the key. All right, Goward passes it down to number 15, Ariel Rood. Tries to put up a shot. Ooh, gets deflected. Rebounded by Rachel. Rachel pulls up. Gets it over to Candace Mack. Candace over to Kazakin, who was far ahead of everyone, but she just slows up and puts the ball over in the hands of Candace. Candace gets over to Yachmanoff. Puts up a shot. Ooh, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Warriors. Number 10 got the ball. She puts up a shot off the glass. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Rebounded this time by Payton. Good breakaway, though, by the Warriors, and a good attempt for two. All right, Payton gets it over to Chanel. Chanel puts up a shot from near three-point territory, off the glass, into the hands of Payton Kazakin, and all the way now over to the half-court line where Candace Mack has it. Candace gets over to the left-hand side to Kazakin. Now to the post where Candace Mack is breaking away. Puts up a shot. Good for two. 16-2 now with just 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Great play getting over Kazaka on the left-hand side. Candace breaks all the way down the post, into the paint, gets the ball, and puts up a shot, just like you do it in practice. And pass to Ariel Rood gets put out of her hands, but touches one of the King Cove rookies on its way out of bounds. So that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket for the Warriors. All right, Warriors throw the ball in. Ooh, intended pass to Tia Goat, where it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tia. All right, throw in now. And Chanel will bring it over past half court with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Newman with the ball. Calling for the play to get set up. All right, Newman's going to be pushed up by Tia Goward, who applies a lot of defensive pressure. Forced to the play. Oh, and Chanel throws it away. Picked up by Ariel Rood. All right, Rood's got the ball. She breaks away fast. Pulls back. Gets it over to Joy Clark. Joy pulls up for a jumper. That looks good. Oh, doesn't quite make it in. Off the backboard. Into the hands of Andrea Roberts, who quickly gets it over to Aubrey Becker. Now to Tia Goward. And now to Joy Clark. Takes it over to the top of the key and passes it to Andrea Roberts. Andrea over to the right-hand side, where Aubrey Becker is. Now to the top of the paint. Puts up a shot by Ariel Rood. Doesn't go in. Picked up by Chanel. Oh! And Chanel Newman was running. And that's going to be a foul against Joy Clark, who was just happened to be in the way of Chanel, and Chanel was plowed right through her and knocked her to the ground, but Clark was in the way. Her feet were moving, and so that will be a foul against her. All right, so Chanel takes the ball now. First foul for Joy Clark, by the way. She passes over to the left-hand side. Candace Mack, who bounces up to the top of the free-throw line where Yachmanoff is. She passes over to Kazakin. Oh, no, sorry, Calvert. Calvert puts up a shot. Out of bounds. Throw-in, though, for the King Cove rookies as his last touch by the Saints. Or not the Saints, the Warriors. Oh, shot goes up now. Passed into Kazakin. Ooh. And Kazakin fights hard for a ball, and looks like her head just totally hit Errol Root accidentally. Yeah, that's going to be called a jump ball possession for King Cove. And yeah, Peyton really fought hard for that ball, and as she fell down to the ground trying to get the ball away from Ariel, her head knocked her mouth, kind of causing her a bit of discomfort. All right, throw in. Candace Mackett to Kazakin on the right-hand side, three-point line. She passed up to Newman, who's at the top of the key. Now Candace is at the top of the key, and the ball goes to her. She walks it over the right-hand side of the perimeter, has a wide-open line on the base, and she drives the baseline, goes for a layup, gets fouled on the way there, so she'll have a chance for two from the free-throw line. 2 minutes to go now. The score is 16-2. Five fouls on the board for Birchwood. Only two from King Cove, but they both are for Kaylee Calver. All right, first one by Candace goes down, making the score 17-2 now. And a little talk from the referee. They're going to change possession over. The last jump ball went in favor of King Cove, so possession has to get changed over now. Okay, shot goes up. Oh, and that one doesn't go in. Rebound by Joy Clark. Her pass gets totally intercepted, though, by Candace Mack, and Candace puts up a shot for two. That makes the score 19-2, and the coach from Birchwood is calling a timeout now. So 19-2 with that basket. They haven't fixed the scoreboard yet, but a quick timeout being called. What a dominated game by King Cove. Doing great with only five players. Hopefully they can keep this going. All right. So there goes the buzzer for the timeout. Players get ready to break away, start resume play for the game. All right, second buzzer there to signal at the end of the timeout, and there goes the players. All right, so this will be a throw-in for Birchwood Warriors at their half-court line. Ball goes in. It's in the hands of Andrea Roberts. She drives down the lane, pulls back just a little bit. Oh, and it gets knocked out by Newman. Goes out of bounds, though, so that will be a throw-in for the Warriors. Keep wanting to call them the Saints for some reason. All right, so throw-in by Andrea Roberts. Goes over to Errol Root. Ooh, Errol takes it to the far left-hand side, puts up a three-point shot off the glass for three. Great shot by Errol Rude. That will be 17-5 now with just 90 seconds to go in the first half. And we see hands up now for the defense from the Warriors. Hopefully that three-point shot brought them a little bit more energy, a little bit more vigor into the defense. All right, passes over to Candace Mack. Top of the key where Yatronoff has it. She's got defenders all around, so she gets her to Chanel. All right, to the left-hand side where Candace Mack has it. Bottom of the post now, shot by Kaylee Calvert goes up, and it's good for 2 points. All right. And so that will be 20. It should be 21 now. Traveling being called on number 15. As she was trying to break her way towards the basket. All right. And now the ball goes over to Chanel Newman, who brings it down to the top of the key. Chanel passes it over to Peyton. Peyton now over to Chanel again from the top of the key. Over to Candace Mack. Candace rotates the ball around, goes back to the top of the key, pulls up, takes a pass over to Kazakin. This time does pass it to Kazakin. Oh, and there's Mack on the far baseline. Drives the lane, puts up a shot. Rebound by Calver, though. All right, Calver with the ball. She passes it down the post. Candace Mack up off the glass. This time, good for two. 16 seconds to go here in the first half. Score that time is going to be 21-5 now. 7 seconds left. And it's going to be a turnover in favor of King Cove now. And throw in goes over to Candace. And 5 seconds now to go into Kazakin's hands. and they just run out the clock. All right, 21-5 at the end of the very first half. A game very well controlled by King Co. The rookies doing a great job not trying to run themselves out, keeping their energy at a good level, high enough where they can control the score very well. But they're not running themselves out. They're not spending up all their energy, doing a good job maintaining themselves for the second half. So I think that we'll see another good second half from the King Co. rookies. We'll see what the adjustments are made by the team over here for Birchwood to try to come back and score some points. All right, send it back to you, Big Wave. I'll call you back in a few minutes. All right, so we are underway here again at the beginning of the second half. Throw-in was for the Birchwood Warriors. They weren't able to make any points out of it, though, so the ball now goes back over to King Cove. All right. Chanel drives all the way around the perimeter, through the lane, runs into Kaylee Calver as she runs all over the place. That was quite a series of dribbling runs. Pulls back, gets the ball over to Peyton, who puts it down the post where Candace gets it. She dribbles the ball out, drives up into the key this time, passes it over to Zakin, who puts it over to Kaylee at the bottom of the post. Kaylee can't make anything of it. She's surrounded by defenders, so she quickly gets it over to Peyton. Ball ends over on the right-hand side now of the perimeter. Shot goes up by Kaylee Calvert, or by Chanel Newman. Doesn't go down, but rebounded by Candace Mack. All right, Candace with the ball. Bounce pass over to Yashinov. Over now to Chanel. Up to the top of the key where Peyton gets it. Ooh, her pass to Candace Mack gets knocked away. And down to the ground goes Peyton and Tia Goward as they fight for the ball. And that's going to be a jump ball in favor of King Cove. All right, King Cove now with it. Gets the throw in. Chanel's got it. All right, over now to Candace. Candace has it at the half court line. Tightly guarded by Tia Goward. Bounce pass over to Peyton. Up top now to the key. Where Yashinov. Quick pass over to Candace, who quickly passes it down to Calvert. Calvert puts up a shot, doesn't get it, but the rebound by Kazakin. All right, back now over to Chanel Newman on the far side of her. She bounces it in. Gets it over to Candace. Top of the key now where Calvert has the ball. She passes it down right-hand side to Rocks. Chanel back to the top of the key to Candace. All right, now to the bottom baseline. Yashinov has it. Passed over to Chanel. Chanel gets it down to the bottom post. Calvert puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but rebounded by Peyton. Peyton gets it to Candace Mack. Candace passes it down. Yashinov to Kazakin. Over to Chanel. Puts the shot from the territory. Doesn't go down. Oh, a rebound attempt by Candace Mack, but gets knocked out by one of the players. It's underneath the rookie's own basket. Big tough way up to Chanel at the top of the screen. Breakaway now as number 32 goes for it. It gets torn away by Peyton, though. What a great steal. Just came right behind Audrey Becker and just knocked it out. Good job. All right. So the ball goes now to Chanel. She takes it to the left-hand side. Passes over to Kazakin. Kazakin now brings it to Calver at the top of the three. Over now to the far right where Yashinov has it. She brings it down to the baseline, and it's picked up by Candace Mack. Pass up now to Calvert. Puts the top from the free throw line. It goes down for two. Great shot by Kaylee Calvert. 23-5 now with under 5 to go in the third quarter. All right. Aubrey Becker with the ball. She gets down to Tia Goward. Pass down to the post where it goes to Errol Root. And that's the traveling call against Tia Goward. She had to scramble to get the ball. And ended up on her back and moved a little bit too much, so traveling. All right, so throw in for the King Cove rookies. Goes now to Chanel. Chanel takes it over to pass it to Candace. Candace runs the ball around to the right, now to the left. She ends up over on the far left-hand side of the perimeter. She passes up back to the top of the key to Newman. Down now to Candace once again. She takes to the right-hand side. Ooh, a bounce pass to a wide-open Yashinov down on the post. Bit of a shot, doesn't get it. Ooh, and that's going to be a foul. Okay, a foul against Rachel Yashinov. She went for the rebound. So that the possession was in the hands of one of the players for the Birchwood. Substitution, number 42, Courtney Craig's coming in for number 12, Tia Goward. All right, ball gets thrown in. Ariel Rude has it. She pulls up for three. Oh, sinks it. 3 points for Birchwood. Score now 23-8 with 4 minutes to go. All right, Newman has it now for King Cove. She runs it up half court. Met right away by Courtney Craig. Okay, she moves to the left, now to the right, passes over to Rachel. Rachel has the ball, brings it to the top of the key, pulls up and passes it to Chanel. Chanel to the far baseline, where Calvert takes a shot. Good for two. Great shot by Kaylee. All right. Now it's Andrea Roberts with the ball, number 10. She brings it over to the far left-hand side. Aubrey Becker, who tries to pass it on the post, but passes for down low, always getting intercepted by King Cove. Oh, traveling called against Chanel. She was trying to break through the lane, ran into a couple defenders, though, and traveled on her way trying to get around them. But, yeah, the passes down low that the Birchwood Warriors keep trying to make keep getting stolen by a 2-3 zone that King Cove is playing, causing a lot of problems. Okay, and Andrew Roberts tries to drive down the lane. She can't make it, pulls up, passes over to Courtney Craig. And ball gets passed to Ariel Rude, and she accidentally falls down onto the ground. That's going to be traveling. And good defense from Candace causing that. Turnover now, 3 minutes to go. Score 25-8. Chanel's got the ball, and she passes over to Kaylee. Kaylee brings it to the top of the key. Pass now to Kazakin. Kazakin to the right now, where Rachel has it. And Rachel walks it up. Pass it over to Chanel. Chanel gets a good pick from Rachel. Bounces it back. Rachel drives up, puts up a shot. Ooh. Doesn't go down, and that's going to be a holding call before the shot even went up. On number 10, Andrea Roberts. So, and after this game, again, we're going to have the King Cove T-Jacks playing against the boys from Birchwood. Should be an enjoyable game to watch. Throw in goes over to Kazakin. Kazakin gets it to Newman. Ball now past Calvert at the bottom of the line. She puts it a shot for two. Calvert, I think, with the lion's share of the points today for King Cove, doing a good job. All right, Andrea Roberts has it. She quickly brings over to the left-hand side. Aubrey puts up a shot. Oh, pass to Joy Clark. Goes up for two. Doesn't make it in. Rebound, though, by number 15. Traveling, going to be called. Yep, she tried to bounce up on her foot, 15-year-old Rude. She bounced up to try and make a shot and landed and tried to bounce again. So that's going to be traveling. All right. Number 23, Duplessis, will come in now for the Birchwood Warriors, and Joy Clark will sit down for a quick breather. All right, Chanel has the ball. She passes over to Peyton. Back to the top of the half-court line where Candace has it. Bounce pass to the right. Chanel. Chanel tries to pass it to Candace Mack. She breaks down the paint, but the ball gets tipped up by number 42, Courtney Craig, and down to the ground. Candace and Craig both went down there to try to recover it, and a jump ball. All right. Number 10 has it now for Birchwood. Andrea pulls up. Pass over to Ariel Rude. Oh, and Ariel puts up a shot and just gets totally stuffed by Kaylee. Man, all over that one. Great game by Kaylee. All right, so Candace ends up with the ball now. She gets over to the left-hand side. Less than 2 minutes to go now, actually just 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score is 27-8. Oh, and Rachel takes a shot from the baseline. Doesn't go down. Rebound attempt by Duplessis. Can't hold on to it. Ends up in the hands of Kazakin. Kazakin gets over to Candace. Candace drives down for a layup. Gets fouled on the way there. She'll go up for two. All right. So Candace goes to the free throw line. Gets the ball. Puts up a shot. Oh, doesn't make it in. Off the back of the rim. She'll get one more, though. Ball goes over, gets passed down to Candace. She lines up her shot. Puts one up. Ooh, that one isn't going either, but the rebound. Ooh, Aubrey Becker gets the rebound. She quickly gets it over gets it over to Errol Rood, who has a hard time getting going, and the ball gets turned over. Chanel picks it up, gets it over to Kaylee. Kaylee puts up a shot. Ooh, a rare miss from Kaylee Cowher today, but rebounded by Kazakin. All right, Newman with the ball. She tries to drive down the lane. It gets tipped away from her and picked up by number 23 now. Deflected with the ball. Bounce pass over to 32, and she'll get fouled by Peyton on the way up for that shot. So Aubrey Becker will get a chance at the line for two. All right, so the score again, 27-8, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Chance right now for them to bring it up to 10. Becker lines up her shot, puts it up off the glass. Ooh, doesn't make it in. And we're going to have a substitution. Tia Gilbert is going to come in. She'll replace Ariel Rood. All right. Second attempt now. Becker gets the ball, lines up her shot. Puts one up and off the back of the rim. Oh, rebound almost gotten by Tia Goward, but Rachel just runs in there and picks it up for King Cove. All right, Candace Mack has the ball now. Passes over to Kazakin. Bain gets it back to Candace Mack, who's driving down the paint. She passes it down low to the post where Calvert has it, and passes along the baseline to Rachel Yashinoff. Turns up for a basket for King Cove. Good job by Rachel. Okay. Oh, and a full timeout being called there as the pass going cross court from Tia Goward was almost intercepted by Peyton Kazakin, and that will be a timeout called just in time to keep the game going. And the score 27-8, 1 minute to go in that timeout, and we'll be coming to a very quick end here of the third quarter. King Cove still doing a great job controlling the game, slowing down the pace, not trying to take too many shots. And a few more points scored by the girls at Birchwood, so good job by them, really playing their effort, not giving up. And soon we'll have King Cove boys, see them in their jerseys, they're all ready to go. Saw them warming up earlier. I know they're excited to get out there and play, as they always are. I'm looking around, I don't see Birchwood here yet. They must be in the locker room talking things over and getting themselves ready for their game. Immediately following T-Jax versus Birchwood, we will have Sandpoint Lady Eagles playing against Lumen Christi, and then the boys from King Cove after that. So basketball all day. And this will be our last run here for me. I'll be flying back in tomorrow, but the rest of the teams will be going on in Bristol Bay, and we should have coverage of those games. All right, throw in now for Birchwood underneath their own basket. And number 10, Andrea Roberts, finds Courtney Craig. He puts up a shot. Oh, off the glass and down. 2 points. Good job. Good executed play from the Birchwood Warriors. All right, here comes Chanel. She gets over to Zach and all the way across court to Peyton, or to Candace Mack. Candace back out to Peyton. Back once again to Candace. Back to Peyton, and they're just passing it around. 9 seconds left to go, trying to run down the clock. Peyton comes up to the three, puts it down to the post where Kaylee Cowher puts a great shot into the basket. There's the buzzer. End of the third quarter. The score there, 31-10. Good execution. And there's the announcement announcing the scores. Doing a good job right here at Lumen Christi, presenting the games and keeping them on. It's been really great to be down here, seeing all these teams come in. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great following all these teams around from Talkeetna here to Anchorage. And I look forward to hearing the games coming out of Bristol Bay. So the coach right now for Birchwood trying to motivate his players, get them amped up. There's been kind of, as we were talking about, timidity from their team, just not really pushing hard, you know, to get in there, score the points. But, you know, they're short there, 31-10. They got to score a basket late in the third quarter. And every time they score a basket, they just come back with greater energy. So it'll be good to keep that energy up. Hopefully that we can see them come in, play some tighter defense. More energy on their defensive line would really help them out a lot. And the throw in will be for King Cove. All right, and Peyton's going to throw it in to Chanel. Chanel being tightly guarded by Tia Goward. So there's some good defense. She even causes Chanel to lose her step really fast, so she regains control of the ball. All right, Chanel takes it all the way over now. And the defense is definitely being a lot more energetic here. A lot more life coming out of the hands, coming from the legs, I should say, of Berkowitz. Oh, but Candace Maddox drives all the way around her defender, goes to the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go up, rebounded by King Cove. And there's going to be a traveling call against King Cove as they pass the ball down low. But, yeah, that defense. Oh, actually the possession was in the hands of Birchwood, so it'll be a throw-in for King Cove underneath their own basket. All right, Candace gets the ball and throws down to Rachel at the bottom of the post. She's on the baseline. Her shot didn't go down, but it's picked up by Kazakin. Kazakin puts up a shot, didn't go down. Rebound. Oh, rebound by Aubrey Becker, but she double dribbles as she tries to drive down to their own hoop. All right, now the throw in goes over to Chanel. Chanel has it for King Cove. She puts up a shot with two defenders all around her. Doesn't go in, but rebound by Calvert. Oh, that one isn't going either. Rachel gets it, and she tries to pass it back outside. Almost gets intercepted by two of the Warriors, but Chanel keeps her hands on it. Down to Candace. Candace over to Chanel. Chanel pulls back. Passes to Candace. She's on the baseline. Ooh, and Candace drives up, and she gets fouled on her way for a shot. Joy Clark trying to block that, and it's going to be called blocking. She almost planted her feet. It looked pretty close from where I'm at. All right, so shot goes up. Number one for Candace is good. Score now 32-10. It's good to see a little bit more energy coming out from Birchwood here in the beginning of the fourth quarter. Hopefully they can maintain that energy. And there's a second shot up, and it's good. Candace back for lane violation, though. No basket. That's going to be a lane violation against King Cove. All right, under 7 to go here in the game, 32-10. Ball in now for Birchwood. And Andrea Roberts brings it up. Passes over to Tia Goward. Tia's got it. Ooh, she's being tightly guarded by Peyton. Peyton puts her hands out there and knocks the ball away. And, okay. That'll be a throw-in now. Andrea Roberts with the ball. Looking for someone to get open. Oh, she finds Joy Clark. Joy drives it down. Gets into the paint. Puts up a shot. Almost deflected by Calvert. Oh, and the rebound by Aubrey Becker is taken back and slammed down by Candace Mack. Goes into possession of King Cove. And they almost call a flagrant foul for number one, Joy Clark, as she just shoulder dropped one of the King Cove players who was running with the ball. That'll be her third foul. Ooh. Oh, and a charging call against, I think, who is that going to be, Calvert again? Yeah, third against Kaylee. She was throwing the ball, and she charged through one of the defenders who had her feet planted. All right, ball in Birchwood's hands now. Courtney Craig on the left-hand side. Oh, the pass back to Andrea Roberts. Almost gets thrown by Peyton. Andrea gets the ball back, puts up a shot, and that one gets rejected by Kaylee. Man, Kaylee just running all around, jumping up and down, trying to block every ball that comes her way. Okay, so here it comes. Ball gets all the way around the horn to Courtney. Oh, and the pass over to Andrea Roberts gets snatched up by Chanel Newman. She takes it to the baseline on her own side, pulls back, and gets it to Rachel. Rachel with the ball. Over now to Chanel. Chanel drives down. Puts a pass into Kaylee. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by number 42, Courtney Craig. She's got the ball and pulls up. Spins around and passes it to number 10. Andrea Roberts with the ball over to Tia Goward. Tia gets a good pick from Joy Clark. Joy passes to the top of the key. Oh, to Andrea Roberts. And her pass over to Aubrey Becker goes out of bounds. That will be a throw-in for King Cove. Oh, what? You're going to say it's a throw-in for Birchwood. Birchwood calls out the play. Andrea Roberts, for someone gets over. She finds, she found Aubrey Becker. No, that's actually 42, Courtney Craig. we try to put up a shot, and her hand gets hit by Rachel Yatronoff. That'll be the third for Rachel. 5 minutes to go here. 32-10 is the score. Shot goes up by Courtney. Doesn't make it. She'll get one more try here. She gets the ball. Lines up her shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound attempt by Joy Clark. Oh, and she's able to knock it over to one of the Warriors. So the possession goes there to Birchwood. Pass over to Joy Clark on the right-hand side. She tries to drive in, but the ball gets knocked away from her. She's able to keep it, though, in possession of Birchwood. It's in the hands of Andrea Roberts. She gets to Tia Goer. Tia puts up a shot. That gets deflected by Kaylee. But, again, possession goes over to Birchwood. Shot this time from the baseline on the left-hand side. Oh, by Courtney Craig. That one doesn't go down. It was picked up by, I think, Kaylee Calver, and Kaylee puts a huge pass into Peyton, who was wide open, but the pass was too far. She tried to catch up, couldn't quite make it, goes out of bounds, so Birchwood has the ball once again. All right, Andrea Roberts with it. She gets to her left-hand side, Courtney Craig, down to the bottom post. Aubrey Becker tries to put up a shot, and it's deflected by, deflected by Kaylee Calver all the way, and then it was put into the hands of Tia Goward, and this time, man, Candace Mack just slapped the ball right out, and Candace gets the ball back, tries to drive forward, and Joy Clark is in her way, and that's going to be a blocking charge against Joy Clark, and she just totally knocked her down. Man, very physical game from Joy Clark today. Luckily, she seems to be in good spirits about it. Kaylee went over there and gave her a high five. So, I don't know, no hard feelings. All right, can't smack with the ball. She brings it to the left-hand side, top of the key, Kazakin drives the lane, puts one up from the paint, doesn't go down. Rebound by Kazakin. She gets it to Candace. Tight defense being played by the Birchwood Warriors this time around, so having a hard time getting it in. Oh, pass down to Rachel. She gets it over to Candace Mack as she's breaking down to the basket. Shot by Candace doesn't go down. It goes out of bounds from the rebound. Last touch by the Warriors. Good effort, though, by Joy Clark. She's really put her heart out there and trying really hard to keep this game alive for the Birchwood Warriors. Andrea Roberts with the ball now for Birchwood. She gets Tia Goward. Tia gets... Oh, and that's going to be a... Oh, man, moving pick, I think, called against Joy Clark, and that will be her fifth foul. That's the end of the game for Clark. Oh, too bad to see the game end like that for her. And number one, Joy Clark comes to the basket, and she's getting a high five from all the players. She really put a lot of heart and effort into this game. So that was a moving pick violation. All right, timeout call by Coach Barker for King Cove, giving his team a chance to catch their breath. Full timeout being called, so a full minute will be there, and it's a great game by King Cove. You know, they had such a huge amount of adversity against them this game. You know, with Shauna being out, Shauna's been pretty much one of the main leaders of the team for King Cove since the game started in Talkeetna. You know, there's so many good players on King Cove. Every single player is a great player on King Cove, to be honest. But Shauna, her game was particularly on, and so her getting sick and then hitting her finger in the very first game at Talkeetna also, it's been a bit of a rough trip for her. But hopefully she's doing better and she'll be able to play the games in Bristol Bay. Some good teams up there. But they've done a great job even without her. You know, really ran this game the way they wanted to. Kept the intensity low so that way they could maintain their energy. Looks like Kaylee's doing pretty good. She hurt her finger earlier, but she's been able to score, I think, the most points of anyone on the team. And probably at least five or six stuffs on the defensive side. So she's been a huge force on defense. Throw in for the rookies. The ball goes to Chanel. Chanel has it and passes it over to Kazakin. Kazakin drives the lane onto the baseline. Beautiful layup from Chanel Newman. That goes down. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go now in the game. The score is 34-10. Andrea Roberts with the ball. She gets it to Tia Goward on the right-hand side. Pass back to Roberts. Roberts brings it all the way down where she passes to the baseline. Number 42, Craig has it now. Back up to Roberts. Roberts brings it down towards the baseline once again. pulls back. Oh, and it's going to get almost stripped away by Candace. Doesn't quite make it. It gets past Aubrey Becker, and it gets lost that time. Candace just saw a great opportunity to try to strip the ball, and she took it. And, oh, Tia goes this time with a steal, though, for Birchwood. That turns into 2 points. Tia with really good fast hands, really good speed, too, for the Birchwood Warriors. She was able to steal the ball from Chanel and runs it all the way down for a layup. Oh, and Chanel runs past Tia and it ran so fast it caused Gower to go to the ground. Passed in, I believe that was to Rachel. Traveling being called there, so that'll be a turnover for Birchwood. It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to go, 34-12. All right, ball is in the hands of Courtney Craig. Her pass to Andrea Roberts isn't enough. Picked up by Kazakhstan. Oh, and Kazakhstan goes for a layup and gets fouled on the way there. That's going to be a chance at the line for two for Peyton. Great play by Peyton. Great steal, ran all the way coast to coast. And we'll see if she can't make some points out of that here from the free throw line. Peyton usually does a really good job on her free throws, so we'll see what happens. All right, lines up the first shot. Ooh, all the way around the rim off the backboard and does not make it in. People starting to trickle in now for the next couple of games. We had a huge turnout of people for King Cove and Sandpoint. I'd say possibly even more people for King Cove and Sandpoint than there were for Lumen. Oh, the next one goes all the way around, almost makes it down, but great rebound by Rachel. She gets it over to Kaylee. Kaylee puts a shot for two. Good job. Great rebound by Astronoff and good 2 points by Kaylee. Ooh, fast transition. Almost catches the defense for King Cove off guard. But oh, timeout called there for the coach for Birchwood. And she's got the clipboard out. She's got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to see what she can do. The score is 36-12. And we'll see what she comes up with. But good coaching over here by Birchwood. Always trying to motivate their team and keep them going. And has been doing a very good job with that. All right, and we get ready for break from this timeout. And here comes Birchwood and King Cove. It'll be a throw-in for Birchwood at the half-court line. Andrea Roberts with the ball. She passes it over to Tia. Tia, back to Andrea. All right, Roberts has it. Brings it over to the right-hand side. To the baseline, Courtney Craig pulls back. Over to Tia Gilbert. Up to the top of the key where Robert has it. Shot from the free throw line. Oh, almost makes it in. Rebound spot for by Kaylee and Aubrey Becker. But it ends up in the hands of Chanel, I believe. Yeah, Chanel had the ball and she was on a fast break and couldn't quite maintain it. So she threw the ball and it goes off the body of one of the Warriors. So it would be a throw-in underneath the rookie's own basket. Wide open, Peyton Kazakhstan. Defense did not set up in time there for Birchwood, and they were able to run their play practically undefended. So Peyton had a really easy layup there. The score 12-38. All right, the pass now this time goes over to Robert. She's being tightly guarded by Chanel. She can get over to Tia. Tia Gilbert passes it back to Roberts, who drives down the lane. Ball gets stripped away by Newman. Oh, pass now to Becker, though. Becker puts a high one off the glass, doesn't quite make it down. Picked up by Candace Mack. We've got 90 seconds left to go in this game. And there's the ball goes now to Candace Mack still. She passed it away and gets it passed back to her. She takes it all the way to the left-hand side, drives down the baseline, working her way up to the hoop, tries for a layup. And doesn't quite get it, but she does get the foul. All right, so she'll go to the line for a chance for two. 1 minute, 14 seconds to go in the game. Candace puts up a shot. Ooh, nothing but net. Great, great shot from the free throw line. And here's a shot, second one for Candace. Max does not make it in. Rebounded by Aubrey Becker. Becker's got it. She gets over to Tia Goard. Tia was able to work her way past Candace Max. Drives the basket. Ooh, the ball gets knocked away from her hands, though. Into the hands of 44. who puts up a shot that doesn't go down. Picked up this time by, Courtney Craig, who tries to put up a shot. That one almost went in. Doesn't quite make it, though. Into the hands of Chanel. Chanel Newman gets pushed out of bounds, so that will be possession still for King Cove. So it's 50 seconds to go in the game. 39-12 is the score. All right, so throw-in goes to Newman. Newman trying to work her way around the defense, passes it over to Kazakin. Peyton passes it all the way right-hand side. Rachel Yatrinoff wasn't quite ready for the pass, and it was a bit high, so she wasn't able to compensate in time and get it. Goes out of bounds off of her hands. That'll be a throw-in for the Warriors. All right, Andrea Roberts got the ball. 37 seconds left to go. Andrea passes it over to Craig. And Craig to Aubrey Becker. And Aubrey Becker puts up a shot, and her hand gets hit very hard by Candace. You could hear the slap all the way from here. So the basket goes down, and she'll get a chance for one shot from the line. 14 now for the Warriors. Oh, and she barely misses that one. And picked up by Calver. And they thought no one moved. The ball was live. Okay, so this is a really funny situation. Nobody moves from the free throw line except for Kaylee Calver, who goes to get the ball that goes down, and she passes it to the referee out of bounds when the ball was live because there's only one shot. Pretty funny situation. Literally everyone's still lined up there as they thought there was going to be two shots there, but they forgot that she made the basket. So that'll be a throw-in for Birchwood Warriors. Ball gets knocked out of bounds from the throw-in, so they get one more chance. Pass out underneath Aubrey Becker. She puts up another shot, and that'll be a chance for two this time. And she will get a chance for two. Oh, man, that was pretty funny to see, and everyone's laughing still on the floor about it. 39-14, 23 seconds to go, and Becker puts up one, doesn't go down. She'll get one more chance. All right, Becker gets the ball. Puts it up. Oh, almost goes down. Quick rebound, though, by Tia Goer. She pulls back to three-point line. Double dribble being called. She travels. Yep. And Tia Goer takes the ball and slams it down, and that's going to be a technical. Yep, they've got to do it. Oh, man. 18 seconds left to go. Just a little frustrated there at the play. Didn't mean to do something like that, but that's still a technical foul. So Candace is going to go to the line for a chance for two with no one around her. This is a technical. This one up, that one goes down. 40 points now for King Cove, 14 for Birchwood. Oh, and Candace sinks the second one. That will be a throw-in now for King Cove. All right, so ball goes in to Chanel. And Tia Goer trying really hard to steal the ball away, and that's going to be a blocking call. So I think that's going to be Candace Mack at the line. One more. No, that's going to be Chanel at the line. Yeah, Chanel was trying to drive past her, and a blocking call. She wasn't actually really even trying to drive past her. Tia was just trying so hard to stop the ball. All right, so Chanel goes to the line. 12 seconds to go here. Shot up. Off the back of the rim. Chanel will get one more. The entire team for King Cove's in the backcourt now, just waiting for the defense to come. Misses it. 12 seconds to go. And 42, Courtney Craig with the ball. She's got 7 seconds. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Rachel. 3 seconds to go for Rachel. She tries to pass it over to Kazakin. She puts a shot. Off the backboard, and that's the end of the game. 41-14 in favor of King Cove. Great job from King Cove. Only 5 players. Really able to still keep in great control of the game. Good effort out there by Virtual Christian. Good to see them play and put their heart out there. Especially number 1, Joy Clark, who had a really great